Ladies and gentlemen, let me first of all tell you how honored and glad I am to be able to meet with you and to visit this ship, because the very warm welcome you have given me is something I really appreciate very much. And I am very impressed by what I have seen, both the ship, but also all the people I have met on the ship. And I'm impressed by everything I've seen when it comes to the different capabilities of the U.S. Kearney. But most important, I'm so impressed by all the people I met, all the men and women aboard on this ship. The commitment, the skill, the professionalism you have shown, and the briefings I've got around has really impressed me. And I'm so grateful. And it's great to see what you are doing and the dedication you have to your service. So I'm here actually to thank you for what you are doing. And on Tuesday, I visited President Obama in the White House, and I thanked the president for his strong leadership. And also for the great contributions of the United States to the alliance, to NATO. But I think it's also very important that I can thank you in person, directly now, for the contribution you are giving to the alliance and to our collective defense. And it is actually more important than ever, the work you are doing, because we are living in a changing security environment with the new threats, with turmoil and violence around us, and therefore strong collective defense is more important than ever. And this fall, as you all know, the USS Kearney will embark on a new journey. You will cross the Atlantic to Rota in Spain. And you are a 9,000-ton boost to NATO's ballistic defense system. And that's really a big boost, and we appreciate that so, so much. You will join your three other sister ships, and together you are key in building up Europe's protection against ballistic missile threats. This is really transatlantic teamwork, and that's the key of NATO, one for all, and all for one, is how NATO works. And NATO has come a very long way since we took the decision in 2010 to develop our missile defense system. At that time, I was Prime Minister of Norway, and 28 allies supported the decision. And it's great to see how we have developed and how we are moving forward in developing our missile defense system after the decision we took together in 2010. And along with the United States, European allies are also playing their part in defending against the growing threat against ballistic missiles. The aim of NATO's missile defense is to protect our European allies against growing threat of a ballistic missile of the growing threat of ballistic missile proliferation from outside the Euro-Atlantic area. And this is vital, and it is an excellent example of NATO's commitment to deploying modern capabilities. When you arrive in Europe, you will also have many other tasks to do beyond missile defense, including patrolling and training. And I welcome also that. That's also part of our collective defense and vital for the mission of NATO. So let me thank you once more for your service. And let me also thank your families and loved ones, because you are moving to Spain, to Europe, and we appreciate that very much. The duty, the service you are going to do in Europe will once again show that America stands with Europe. And it will also show that Europe and America stand together. And this is great. This is the core of the NATO alliance. And as you prepare for your journey to Europe and to Rota base in Spain, I would like to wish you all fair winds and following seas. So thank you so much and good luck, and thank you for the excellent service you are doing. Thank you.